Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
I would probably need somewhere in the region of about £575,000. What will it buy me?
Well, it's a good question. Basically, what you're getting is 46,000 square feet of accommodation over two floors, of which the lower floor is completely underground. It's set on a self-contained site of 3¾ acres and comes with all the original fixtures and fittings included, which really give it that feel of Cold War and gives a lot of history to it as well.
If I'm standing down the road from it, will I be able to see it? I think I can, because I have a picture here from you, from your company. There seems to be railings around grass. It doesn't look very appealing.
Open to interpretation, I guess, Frank, but whenever I was up there yesterday, the advertising board was being put up and there were neighbouring companies and adjoining occupiers who were really intrigued to see what was going on, because it is quite a hidden site and it is very private, which are, I suppose, two points as well, which are beneficial in terms of the sale.
It's very much in the countryside around Ballymena. Just give us a running commentary on what you would see around it.
It's within an industrial estate, Woodside Road Industrial Estate, but to the rear there are agricultural fields as well as some housing, so it's a real mixture within the area, and there's not just specifically one end use as such, and the planning would state that it's suitable for a range of uses, obviously subject to certain planning conditions.
Yeah, I see Yvette Shapiro writing in the Belfast Telegraph saying possibly a Bond villain's lair, a unique guest house, a Cold War museum, a secure document store, some of the things you might like to use it for. And most people are surprised that there actually is a nuclear bunker in Ballymena. Many restrictions on what you might be able to do with it if you do spend £500,000.
I don't think you'd be restricted too much. Perhaps if you had an outrageous idea, the planners might be jumping up and down. But at this stage, we wouldn't rule anything out, and we would certainly encourage as many people to come up and have a look at it and try and get through it and see what possibilities there are in terms of end use.
When you walk down the steps and into it, what do you see?
You walk through double blast doors, which it's like moving an elephant. They're that heavy. But inside, you walk through a reception, and then there's a lot of different rooms broken around it. There's offices, conference rooms. There's even a BBC recording studio, dormitories with 236 beds. There's a real range of different features, and it is ready to go as such, because it's never been properly used. It's in a fit and ready state.
Are there emergency exits in the case of fire?
Not on the lower ground floor, but on the upper floor there would be, through the blast doors. It wouldn't be probably up to the modern standard, but it could be easily amended so that it's fit and ready to go.
Yeah, I love the way estate agents have an answer for every question. No wonder you're working for a top firm. Just remind us, who exactly is selling this? Government, I presume?
Yes, we were instructed by Land and Property Services to sell it, but it's essentially owned by the Office of the First and Deputy First Minister.
Oh, well, why are they selling it? I can't think of a better place for them to go for a short break.
Not for me to comment, Frank,
but that's very unfair. That is unfair. I'm looking at pictures here because you'll see it on UTV tonight as well. It's a pretty fetching place. Now, the dormitories, they do look like prison cells to some extent, but it would be an exciting place. The kitchen seems quite spacious. And
Unused as well, yeah.
It strikes me as where you could, I don't want to overstate this, but you could invite people along for a party that would have maybe, what's the best way to put this? And I don't want to say an adult theme, because that's the wrong thing. That's not what I'm suggesting. But you could go along, and children wouldn't be allowed. Do you follow me? It could be a very relaxing place for like-minded adults to mingle.
Okay. It's a nice idea. I'll put you on the list, Frank.
I didn't present what I'm thinking in my head the right way at all. And how many people, again, can go underground without it being subject to breaking the rules?
236.
That's a mountain of people. So I'd be surprised if every Tom, Dick and Harry isn't expressing some interest in this just to see inside it.
Yeah, no, I think that's what we're expecting. So the phones haven't stopped this morning. Certainly very positive feedback on what we're getting on the marketplace, and we're looking forward to see what happens.
Yeah, well, I think you'll have an immense interest. You'll root out the tire kickers. There'll be some people who genuinely know what they're doing, and maybe a hotelier of some sort or a nightclub owner, you know, for rave music. I just don't know. It's an exciting little place, an exciting big place. You'll see it on UTV tonight. And if you want to find out more, direct yourself towards the company that's selling it, which is Lambert Smith Hampton. And all questions will be answered, Andrew.
Yep, absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Lovely job.